And now, as we do every Wednesday, we take you back into history. In places like a roller rink in Lake Hills and an old supermarket in Kirkland, local heavy metal bands once ruled a vibrant scene here in the Northwest. Our resident historian Felix Spinell is here to talk about a new and very large book that attempts to document 25 years of local hard rock history. Felix Spinell is brought to you by the King County Library System. Good morning.
Good morning, Dave. Yeah, so this book, it's a huge encyclopedia, really. It was just published this week. It's called Rusted Metal, A Guide to Heavy Metal and Hard Rock Music in the Pacific Northwest, 1970 to 1995. Just how big is it?
It's 902 pages, so it's a doorstop, 8.5 by 11 full-size type of book. Yeah, it got a bit unwieldy when we tried to include everybody, and I'm sure we left some bands out.
That's James Beach, one of the four authors of Rusted Metal. He's 50 and lives in Longview. He works in publishing. He's a fan of all kinds of music, but he saw the band Kiss when he was just 8 years old. What kind of parents would let a kid see Kiss at 8 years old?
I don't know.
Anyway, that really made an impression. And then he went on to see a lot of local metal band shows at clubs in Portland in the 80s. So James Beach really loves heavy metal, and he and his friends saw that there was a kind of regionalism, and there were connections between bands and the various scenes in Washington and Oregon. They figured somebody would write a book.
There was a lot of focus on the grunge stuff, and, you know, of course, Heart and some Nirvana, a lot of other bands have had books on them, but just wasn't much on the metal scenes, and they were pretty huge and still are. So we just kind of kept waiting for somebody else to put out a book, and nobody did, so I finally just said, well, I'll do it. Little did I know that it would take as long as it did, but that's the way it goes with some of these things.
So I've been looking through Rusted Metal. I have a PDF of it over the past week or so, and it's not just an encyclopedia. It's packed with band profiles and old flyers, interviews with all kinds of music people from the different genres that all kind of mix together. Now, one is, you know, Mike McCready, the Pearl Jam guitarist. I didn't know this. He was in an East Side metal band called Shadow, and he tells the story of that, and there's pictures of him with sort of feathered hair and stuff. And there was a huge heavy metal scene east of Lake Washington in the 70s and 80s. Dozens of bands like Culprit, handful of iconic venues. Now, that song we heard a moment ago at the top was Hello by early East Side band Rail.
In fact, Rail, the kind of interesting story with them is they were basically headlining the Paramount in the mid-70s with playing all cover songs. I mean, they had a couple originals, but they were primarily doing cover songs and playing fairly large, you know, venues and to large crowds. And it's kind of interesting how that stuff sort of changed.
Yeah, and this notion of bands doing their own material, that evolution happened in the late 70s and around early 80s. And so by spanning 25 years, Rusted Metal tries to capture the history and the evolution of the music and the Northwest. Rail is just one great example. In 1983, Rail won MTV's first ever Basement Tapes competition. They put out records and toured a lot with some big national acts. But before all that, in the 1970s, they were stalwarts of a venue on the east side called Lake Hills Roller Rink, which a lot of people and Cairo listeners, I'm sure, still have memories of, including Rail guitarist Rick Knotts.
I was probably 11 or 12. I rode my bicycle up to the back, and the door was open, and I was just starting to take guitar lessons. And there were people loading equipment and setting up to play a band, and I thought, gosh, someday I'm going to play there. And ended up with the band Rail. We were one of the biggest draws in the place, and was just reminiscing some about the magic of the time, how we used to get ready up the street because we lived in the area, and come up to the parking lot and see the entire parking lot full and out into the dirt, and you know, we knew that it was going to be a really cool night.
Yeah, and the other venue we talked about here before was the End Zone, which was an old supermarket in downtown Kirkland, where an early iteration of Queensryche debuted in 1981. Now, one of the things I find fascinating is sort of the tribalism or factionalism that makes some kids really like heavy metal, some kids really like punk, and the two groups don't ever want anything to do with each other. You know, for certain music fans and for Rusted Metal author James Beach, it all kind of blends together into almost a taxonomy of related species set apart by very subtle traits.
Well, this guy started doing guitar solos in the songs, and all of a sudden it's metal, you know, or something. So, you know, there was some stuff early on happening that I think TKO had very punky elements in this hard rock thing. It was kind of this, you know, their early stuff is kind of Kinks, who sort of inspired Led Zeppelin, but with kind of a more punkier singer with Brad Sinsel and kind of a street level type of thing, and those guys came from a glam band.
Yeah, and it's an amazing accomplishment what they put together. I mean, these 902 pages, it's really a testament to hard work from four guys, all the co-authors, to put this together. And it's available, Northwest Metalworks is the name of the group that's publishing it. The book's called Rusted Metal. Now, if we have time, James mentioned the genre bending and blending band TKO. So if we can, let's wrap up this segment with a little bit of Given to the Night on Cairo Radio, home of Seattle's best rock.
Yeah. I got the hair and the beard to be able to rock out to them. I can toss my hair now.
And you're practically on the east side, just a couple miles away from Lake Hills.
We lived in Lake Hills for 9 years, from 1980 to 1989. I had no idea that there was heavy metal going on in the neighborhood.
So you weren't down doing any headbanging at Lake Hills Roller Rink back in the early days, Dave?
I was not.
I'm surprised.
Felix Bunnell, brought to you by the King County Library System. All his features at MyNorthwest.com.